The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Do we have any experts on the Trinity here? Darn. Because I have a lot of questions for you. You know, the other night I was staring at a picture of a shamrock, close to an hour trying to figure out the mystery of the Trinity. I remember something my classmate Doug said. You know, you try to understand the best that you can, and you get to a point where you just have to believe. I had one teacher, professor of logic of all things, that gave the best description of the Trinity that I've heard. And it's a shame that I can't remember it all, because it made a whole lot of sense at the time, and it was groundbreaking. It was like, oh, and then it was gone immediately. He said, the first person, all good, all loving, all giving, perfect, complete, whose very utterance, whose very word is perfect, complete, all good, all giving, all loving. The reflection of love itself, the second person. And so now you have relationship. The relationship between the first person and the second person is so strong, so perfect, so complete, so giving, all loving, that relationship is love itself, the third person. And so now it is community, three persons, one God, triune mystery. And he made clear, this is not cause and effect. It's not a timeline of the Holy Trinity. It just is. It is a finite mind, finite comprehension, grappling with an infinite triune mystery. One God, community of persons, triune mystery. But we are formed in this mystery. We are made in the image of our triune God. We are relational beings. We are communal beings. It's not me and God. It's all of us together and God. Jesus went around preaching and proclaiming to the crowds. He gathered a group to himself, the 12. Paul went around all over the place, not making converts, but forming communities, establishing communities, the churches, the ecclesia, the community gathered. The early Christians were formed within the community. That's our inheritance. That's part and parcel of who we are. We are communal beings. Challenge for all of us is to make sure that we indeed do show forth that image of our triune God. Because every time we gather together, we get a glimpse of the mystery. We get a taste of the three in one. We participate in that incredible mystery. And so we are called to show it forth to others, to make sure that no one is on the outside looking in, no one is left behind, but that we are indeed a community of believers. Prayer for all of us is that one day we are as complete, as whole, as giving, as loving, as our triune God.